The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here on Mornings on the Mall, Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson, and joining us right now, he is live in Cleveland, Ohio, in preparation for Fox News Channel's RNC coverage. He's, of course, the host of Special Report. This Saturday at 8 p.m., there's going to be a special there that Brett Baer will be hosting, Fox News reporting, take over the Trump convention. So he's got a busy man. And by the way, he's also a level 19 Team Mystic Pokemon Go player.
I've heard that.
Brett Baer, thanks for joining us.
I have no clue what the craze is. I mean, I just don't get it.
I just figured your sons would be all over it.
I learned that there could literally be one right under your nose and you wouldn't know it.
It's just so, all that I do know is I wish I had Nintendo stock a month ago.
Yes, there is that. Yeah. Listen, Brett, what an incredible week. And then to top it off, the horrible story out of Nice last night with yet another radical Islamic terror attack. First, let's talk about the security there. You're in Cleveland. We're headed to Cleveland. Yeah. We'll be there. In light of what happened yesterday, what are you seeing in terms of the response and what the security is going to be like at the Republican convention?
Yeah, I mean, they're building up. I talked to our security guys last night with Fox, and they said that they're in coordination with Cleveland and the RNC, and there's a lot of presence, of security presence, and they're concerned. I mean, there have been threats, there has been chatter, and they know there will be thousands and thousands of protests in, you know, a combustible area. This is an open carry state that allows, guns open carry from other states, and there is a certain area that the protests will be in that they're concerned about. And the media goes from that place to the convention center, walking right through the middle of it.
All right. So I think you promised me that I could get my old Fox News gas mat back for just a short time. I just want to borrow it for a week or two if you're still hanging
around. Yeah, take it off the trophy shelf there. you keep it with a spotlight on it.
But I'm serious. I mean, I have heard people say that it is almost certain that this thing is going to spiral out of control. How do you, they're really worried about this.
No, they are. They're very worried about it. And in the wake of Nice, you know, they're also working with the federal government. Homeland Security is here, and I think you're going to see a big security presence, both here and in Philadelphia. And remember, I mean, all of these groups have already pledged that they're going to be here in big numbers, and we'll see what materializes. I do know that after Nice, there was a lot more, you know, concern about traffic flow and where different trucks were going, just talking to the guys last night.
Brett Baer, let's talk about what will happen inside Quicken Loans Arena next week as Donald Trump will be getting the nomination. Yesterday at the Rules Committee, pretty much any last gasp of a Never Trump movement with the delegates was killed. How significant is that?
Very. I mean, that was one of the things that was potential drama, and that if they could have a vote to even have what's called a minority report, which would enable the delegates on the floor to vote of whether they were going to have this rule to vote their conscience, in other words, not be bound to the vote of the state, that fell short, well short. And you saw Paul Manafort out last night trumpeting that success, saying that the RNC really worked with the Trump people.
In fact,
so I think that is over the top. That's behind them. There's still the effort of unifying the party, and that clearly is has not fully happened.
To that end, though, Paul Manafort says something very interesting. He said, you know, there really never was a significant Never Trump movement other than some high-profile media people and a couple of high-profile establishment Republicans who get a lot of attention. And actually, some of the polls actually bear that out. Right now, there are more Republicans willing to vote for Donald Trump than there are Democrats willing to vote for Hillary Clinton, according to a last poll.
No, that's true. And, you know, it has been very visible, obviously, the Never Trump movement, but it has not been very successful.
Yeah.
Nor did a lot of people contribute to the effort as it was happening through the primary. So the challenge for this convention is to be able to unify behind what is the unifying figure, probably, which is Hillary Clinton. And that will get a lot of Republicans motivated. And I think that's our hour. We've been working on for a couple of months, talking to different people of what the Republican Party will look like in the era of Trump and going forward.
All right. So is Mike Pence the vice presidential choice or not? Because, I mean, last night on Greta, Donald Trump said he hadn't made his final decision.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is. You know, he's in New York. We tracked him on the private plane to Teterboro. Either this is the biggest head fake in the world or... I think that it is Pence, and it's a safe pick for Trump. I do think that yesterday, when the news started coming out and some of the confirmations were coming out of Indiana and Republican officials, that Trump and the Trump campaign got very upset with that, to the point where he was then telling everyone that the decision has not been made and signaling perhaps that the decision could change. I don't think it will, but that's the backstory.
But Pence has not withdrawn from the governor's race yet.
He has not, as of right now. And he has, I think it's until noon tomorrow.
I thought it was noon today. Is it noon tomorrow?
They have to get the paperwork together, but it's the official thing is the date is tomorrow.
No, okay.
Well, Brett, we will tune in to your show tomorrow night, Fox News reporting takeover, the Trump convention. Although, they're not really taking over the Republican Party. They're just borrowing it for this election, right?
Isn't that, we'll see.
We'll see. All right. And we'll also see you in Cleveland next week.
Please drop by and say hello. We'll be in the parking garage in Radio Row.
Okay, I'll come by.
Take care.
See you later.
It's 8:43.